Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schlusser of Marini Marasi, Moshidim Peshadina, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef Ben Esther, or Yosef Ezra Ben Esther. And it's based on the Sefer Mor Panecha. In the Sefer Yonah, which we read on Yom Kippur, Yonah Beis, Pasukei, V'yamati nigurashti m'gneged einecha alo achosif lahabit el heichol kodshecha. And I said I was expelled from in front of your eyes, but I will continue looking at your holy sanctuary. Yonah, in the belly of the whale, doesn't feel God's hashkacha on him. Nigrashti mineged einecha. He feels far away. He feels divorced. He feels pushed away. Nevertheless, ach osif lahabit eheichol kodshecha, from the depths of the sea, from the distance, he continues to look at God's holy sanctuary. So too, after thousands of years of galus, where we don't know what's going on. Ososeinu lo reinu ve'ini tanu navi ve'lo yodei adma, we don't know what's going to be. Especially today. Oh my gosh. The corona. V'gam yoda inish b'nafshe lev yodei amaris nafshe. We know how deep we are in the depths of spiritual abyss. We continue to be misgageya, to seek out kirvas elokim. Ach oisif lahobit elheicho kodshecha. Even toch kedei, ha'amarti nigrashti minegedei necha. We're mitakesh, we're stubborn to say we don't want to lose hope. And so will be mekuyim in us what Hashem answered Yonah bid me'adoga, just like God answered Yonah in the whale of the stomach, in the stomach of the whale. So too, God will answer us. Famous Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Akiva Shechem Yisrael of Nehemiah Temetarim. In front of who fortunate are you, the Jewish people, in front of who you're becoming Torah, who's going to be mitari you? Your Father in heaven. And I'll sprinkle upon you the pure waters and you'll become pure. And it says that the mikvah of Yisrael is God. Just like mikvah is mitari tameim, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitari Yisrael. So it says in the Mishnah at the end of Yuma. Tumas Meis is different than other Tumas in that the Tvila is not enough to become Tar. You need Hazoy, you need to be sprinkled upon on this third and seventh day. And only then the Tumah goes away. That's different than other Tumas. Other Tumas you don't need to be sprinkled upon. You go into Mikvah and you're cool. Hashenkim Tumas Meis, a person needs Siyue, he needs help me Bachutz. He needs a Mazah, somebody to sprinkle upon him, Mayim Chaim. Rabbi Akiva quates Tumas Achet with Tumas Meis. We need v'zarakti aleichem. We need to be sprinkled upon kiviyachol, and we also need a mikvah. We need both. That's tumas achet and that's tumas meis, the impurity of sin and the impurity of the dead person. Tumas meis flows from being exposed to the terminal aspect of life. Tumat meit novat mehechasfut l'sofiyut achayim, and this exposure brings to dichtuch hanefesh v'shiflus haruach. It brings us to a low spirit when we can come in touch with death, with our end. The fact that we're all terminal. The meeting with this body that lacks life shakes the faith of a man and its value. As it says in Koheles, Ki mikra b'nei adu, mikra b'heimu, mikra echad lam, ki mozeh, kein mozeh, v'ruach echad l'kol, u'mosar d'meneim o'ayin, ki ha'kol hovel, ha'kol ho'echel, mokom echad, ha'kol ho'ya min ha'ofer, ha'kol shovel ha'ofer, we're all dying, we're all going to the same place. And for that reason, by other tumas, a person became a tar himself, because his personal strength, his chosen nafshi, his internal fortitude, hasn't been blemished. The eye hasn't been sawed away, and his koach, his power, still resides within him to shake the tumah off him. Hashem came tumas meis. Person begins to lose faith in his value, in his trust, in his abilities. Hare ba'atzmo me'atzmo eino yochol esromein. From himself, by himself, he can't elevate himself, and therefore he needs help from the outside. The kohen who stands before Hashem to serve him sprinkles upon him this mechatas that's mixed in with the eifres sreifas hapara. You have the paraduma, you have the Mayim Chayim, and this shows the tummy person. So it's true. It's true. Adam Yisoydo may offer, Yisoyfo lo offer. So he has this aspect of mamish being nothing, just like these ashes are nothing. he's going to go to the dust of the earth. So you have the nothingness of the ashes. It's even worse than the dust of the earth. Ashes have no future. From the dust you can at least have vegetation, you can have fruits, you can have vegetables. So you have on one hand the ashes, which have no future, just had a past, no future. This person feels, I just had a past, not a future. But mitzad sheni, there's the ma'im chayim, there's the living waters. As it says there in the psukim in Koheles, and yodei ruch bin adam oli lamala, ruch bin redesi lamata baritz v'risini kein tov adam, kein tov me'asher yismach adam b'maisav. And I saw the spirit of man goes up, the spirit of the animal goes down to the earth. And I see that there's no good from man being happy with his deeds. So you have to know there's also the ma'im chayim. There's hope, there's life. And that's where Rabbi Kiva was medame, Tumas Achet, or Tumas Meis. Shalai Tochin Bat Tvila. Elach Reak Damas Azah, first you have to do Hazah. You have to do the sprinkling, because every sin, besides the rebellion against Malchus Shemayim, and the Pagam, in the Olam HaSel Yonim V'Tachtonim, it also ruins a person's self-esteem. It shakes his faith in his abilities. And then he does a Maisa Behemah, he feels like a Behemah. So therefore, we get sprinkled upon. We get this new life. We get to the Mikveh Yisrael, Mikveh Milashon Tikva. First we have Zerakti Aleichem Mayim Tahorim. And then we have this hope that afterwards we can go to Mikveh, we can be Matar ourselves, but first we need to be sprinkled upon. And this Pasuk was said about this Man Geula. Rabbi Akiva brings it at the end of Maseches Yuma, Behem Sheikh Drashas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, on the Pasuk of Chataschem, Chatasechem, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. So Rabbi Akiva's Shaykh, his Drash is Shaykh to the Tire of Yom Kippur. That in Yom Kippur there's a Gilu of Me'ein Lasid Lavo, of Zarakti Aleichem Mayim Taharim Utahartem. And therefore on this day, we have a special opportunity to elevate ourselves from this, from the depths of despair after we sin and we feel so low. We say, no, God's going to sprinkle upon us like Lasid Lavo. We have this purity and we can jump in the Mikveh, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. We can also be part of that purification process. We paskin that an avil on the first day, an avil on the first day, is now let eat from his own, that he's fed, he's brought food. The shechinim have to give him food. And this suit is called the suit of Havra, like the Lashon of the Ramban and Tiras Adam. They're mavrim, the avil, they give him in his house on the first day. And the Ozuri writes this suit is to be menachem, to console him, to help him with his tsar. The Lavush writes that they show the avil that we care about him, we're just not throwing him away. So the pshat is that the avelim experience takol shovel ha'ofar, everything goes back to the dust of the earth. They feel moist sardim in a behema oyin, we're not better at all than the animals. In order to return to them, restore this recognition that the spirit of man goes high, we expose him to ma'u menachem aveilim afatate menachem aveilim. The hatova, the nesina, this giving is megale, the who in the atah. In other words, Mahu Menachem Aveilim, God is Menachem Aveilim, you're Menachem Aveilim. This shows us that man is different. Man is Menachem, man cares. We're not just like animals, we don't just go down into the earth and we're finished. But we're man, we're like God. We're elevated, we go up to Shemayim. We live after our lives. Just like every sin destroys one's self-esteem, because he really thinks, oh, what a terrible person I am. Every mitzvah builds his self-esteem, is Tzelem Elokim. And even before we're successful in restoring our self-worth by going in the ways of Hashem, Mahu Afata. So that's other people. We look at other people and they're doing it. They're like God. They're throwing upon us the Mayim Taharim Utahartem. It's like God will do, they're also doing. And that shows you the greatness of man. There's a mashal of Sefer Degel Machane Ephraim in Parshas Yisro. V'cholam roim es hakolos. He heard a mashal from the Baal Shem Tov, from his grandfather. Somebody was menagin, beautiful nigin. And those who heard it couldn't be metapek. Migodel hamesikus va'atainuk. They were dancing to the ceiling because of this great, amazing music. All this dancing. There's a chayresh, he comes in. He thinks everybody's meshuga. Everybody's just dancing around like that. He doesn't hear the music. We all saw the kolos. We saw the ne'imus, the mesikus of the Torah HaKadosha. They wanted to hear the kol Torah. Even though until now they were a little bit deaf, but now they finally heard it. They finally were able to connect to the kol Torah, to the sweetness of Torah. And therefore they wanted to hear the voice. They wanted to hear these sounds of this kol Torah. Kolam roi mesakolos. They couldn't hear yet. They were still a little bit deaf, but now they saw the kolos, and they saw these kolos. They understood there must be something special in the Torah. So they wanted to hear it. Now we want to hear it also, not only see it. Like we started, when Yamati Nigrashti Minaginecha Chosif Lahabit Echel Kotshecha. I was expelled, but now I still want to look at your holy countenance, your holy sanctuary. When you look at the purity of Ovdi Hashem Be'emes, about whom it says in Yirmiyahu Zayin Dalet, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem Heima. That's Ma'oranos, this Ruts and this Chuga. You look at the people who are connected to God, you look at how their face shines. Like the famous story when Baruch Be'er went to America and he met the mayor of New York City. His name was Walker, Jimmy Walker. And he said to him, when you look at a person like this man, Rabbi Leibowitz, you know that man didn't come from monkeys, too holy. So that's what you have to do. Nigrashti mineged einecha, we think, oh, we're expelled from God, we're so low. But then, osif lahabed eichel kotcher, and look at the holy people. I'm going to see how their face shines, how much simcha, how much pnimis they have, and their avodas Hashem, how fulfilling their lives are. And they aren't even interested in all the gashmias, and they're filled by a daf gemara, by a tefillah, by a chesed, and that restores our faith in man and in ourselves. And that's something that really can help elevate us by hearing about tzaddikim and being around tzaddikim and trying to become that tzaddik ourselves. We're not going to lose faith, and we're going to know that as low as we've sunk, man can go so high. Shalom, shalom.